She lived in the Eviche, Ev-Ich-A, mountains. Her name was Eulalia Inoria, and she was the flower girl for the mountain people. Everyone called her Yu. Flowers were very important to the people of her clan, for they held certain nutrients that were essential to their survival, and many of the right kind of flowers had to be collected from miles away to be cured and stored for the long winter. His name was Krukark. He was a dragon. He wasn't the biggest of dragons, but he wasn't small either. He was thick and stronger than most dragons. He was a deep cobalt blue and would appear black in the night, but in the day his scales shone, and when he moved, a chatoyant sheen played along his body, making him quite the specimen. He too was essential for the survival of the frozen mountain kingdom. You see, the essential flora was far too long a trek for people, so he was the transportation. One person per generation was chosen by Krukark to be the dragon rider for flower gathering. He'd been doing this for hundreds of years and loved the people of the kingdom, for their way was peaceful. One day, he sat atop a mountain overlooking the kingdom and pondered. These were some of his thoughts. I have chosen a girl this time. Still not sure why, but I had to follow my dreams, for they have never led me astray before, he thought. He had dreamt about the girl coming to him during a celestial event that he was watching while flying, and suddenly noticed that she was flying beside him. Regarding this as a sign from the universe to teach her how to ride, he decided to do so. I know, he said out loud. He spoke to the voices in the sky whom he believed to be the dragons that had lived long ago, and he was always curious as to what happened back then and why he was the only dragon left. She's too small, I know. Usually he would just listen to them, even if he couldn't make out what they were saying, and only on rare occasions would he be able to catch a glimpse of one of their spirits high in the clouds. After his ponderings, he headed to the village where she lived in the corner of the kingdom. Now, landing near the village was always a cautious move. Krukark had to be sure that he didn't crush anyone in doing so. One day, after he had successfully landed without incident, the little girl came running towards him full speed with her arms wide open. This was unusual because almost everyone was very careful when they approached him, simply because he was so big. As soon as she was close enough, she leaped into the air and bounced off of one of his toes and landed as far as she could up his leg, then held on for dear life. She was still quite young and couldn't get a good grip, so she began to slowly slide down and fell to the ground with a small thud. Her mother was immediately behind her and pulled her from the ground, scolding her. "What did I tell you about being close to the dragon?